Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen, hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Father God, thank you for another day. Thank you for another way. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for commanding us to rise and shine this morning. Father God, thank you for new mercies that embrace us. Oh, Father God, we love you so much. We magnify you so much. We glorify you so much, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we confess every sin of omission and commission. Father, hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah, Father, for the precious Holy Spirit leading us, guiding us, directing us, always with us. Oh, Father God, we say thank you for a host of angels round about us. Father God, we say thank you for your word. Thank you for an open heaven. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for the gift of eternal life. Father, thank you for salvation. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for blessings on blessings on blessings. Father God, we just want to say thank you for an open heaven and thank you for everything. Thank you for victory over the enemy, victory over sin. Oh, Father God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah to your holy and hallelujah to your righteous name. Thank you, God. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for our service on today. May you and you alone be glorified, magnified, and praised, Father. Your people edified, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we know that your word will never, ever, ever return into you void, but it will always accomplish everything, absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. So we say thank you, God. And we magnify you and we praise you even right now. So, Father, we embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back to you that you will unfold this day, Father, according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. And top of the morning to you, and to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Hallelujah, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. I am your host on this morning, Dr. Alfreda, out of the Philadelphia area, giving God praise, glory, and honor. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stay on the Lord. Amen. And so we bless him. If you are a first-time visitor calling in to our platform, amen, we want to, first of all, welcome you in the name of the Lord. Amen. We also want to encourage you that you have come to the right place at the right time. Why? Because Jesus Christ is here, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. Please enjoy the services on today. To the extent you just keep on coming back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. And we've been meeting here for the last 10 years and 5 months. Amen. All of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Find out more about our ministry. Glory be to God, how we have a prayer altar where we meet 5 days a week, 2 times a day. Glory be to God. We also have spiritual warfare training. We have Wednesday night Bible study. And I'm telling you, glory be to God, the saints are just still glorifying God for that beautiful Bible study that we had last night about eternal security. Amen. Hallelujah. We show through the scriptures. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible does not teach conditional
unconditional. The Bible does not teach unconditional eternal security, but the Bible does teach conditional eternal security. Amen. Glory be to God. That when a man or woman turns their back on the Lord, amen, when they turn away from Jesus, when they go to some other Jesus, the Bible speaks about some other Jesus. Amen. When they go back, amen, to ceremonial and laws and religiosity, amen. Whenever you turn from Jesus, you're lost, because Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the only way. There's no other way to be saved. And when you denounce him, you are unsaved, amen, until you turn again, until you turn back again, amen. And sometimes people do, and sometimes people don't. It was an excellent Bible study. Amen. Glory be to God. If you missed it, amen, you definitely might want to hear the replay. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just want to thank God, actually, that all of our services, amen, are off the chain. Why? Because God is off the chain. Amen. And all of our services center around him, and we come with his word. So when you come with him and you come with his word, how are you going to lose with the God we choose? Amen. Because the God that we choose is the one and the only God. There is no other God. Amen. But him. Amen. So we know that there's no other God with the big G. Now, there's a whole lot of little G's running around. And sometimes, you know, we are mixed up in the little G. But let me tell you something, that big G will squash that little G at any moment. He don't even need a moment. He don't even need a moment. He ain't got to open his mouth. The Lord don't even have to blink. He can just think about it and it's over. Let me tell you, all power belongs to God. Beloved, God is omnipotent. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He is omnipresent, and he is omniscient. You see, God is everywhere at the same time. He knows everything, and all power belongs to God. Make no mistake of Jacob, baby. Nobody is a match for God. The devil's not a match for God. You're not a match for God. Witchcraft, voodoo is not a match for God. Nothing is a match for God. You hear what I'm saying? Amen. All power belongs to God. So, beloved, aren't you happy, amen, that the God is on our side? And if God is for you, I was sharing with somebody yesterday. I was sharing with somebody. The Lord had already showed me in a dream and a vision that this person is jealous of me and has been jealous of me. Not only is that, the Lord also showed me that this person tried to work some witchcraft through me, through some food, feeding me and putting all type of stuff in it. And I didn't know it at the time. Amen. Glory be to God. So the Lord already showed me that this person was practicing magic arts, not directly, but indirectly, paying people and that type of thing. Glory be to God. But I didn't let her know. I didn't let her know that I read her card. I didn't see, because she got the... You got to be slow, beloved. Amen. You don't have to tell everything you know right away. So, you know what I mean? So I'm talking to her. Glory be to God. And glory be to God. Mm-hmm. I see. One thing about people practicing witchcraft, baby, she only calls me when she need me to pray her out of something. That's another story for another time. So as I was sharing with her yesterday, because I said, God, I said, I don't want this person to die like this. I'm not worrying about this person working witchcraft for me, because if it could work, it would have worked by now. If she could have killed me, I would have been dead by now. I'm not concerned about that. I'm concerned about her when the boomerang. Matter of fact, it's already boomerang back to her. People that practice witchcraft, forget about that. The curse causeless cannot come. See? And when they send that out to you, beloved, let me tell you something. You covered by the blood of Jesus, and then that thing boomerangs back to them, and boomerangs back to them at a speed faster than it was sent out. So I was concerned. I said, well, Lord, I really don't want this woman to die in her sins like this. I'm not really concerned that she's working witchcraft for me, because she ain't the only one. But as I was sharing with her yesterday, and I talked to her for a couple minutes, I really didn't even want to talk to her. But I did. I said, God, help me to do the right thing. Help me to do the right thing. Glory be to God. Because there's nothing in my heart towards her, even though I don't know why some people just don't want you to succeed. But one thing I said to her is, I introduced a speaker on this morning, beloved. I said, sis, let me tell you this. I was sharing with her some stuff. I said, one of the pastors called me the other day and said, Pastor, she said, Pastor Bradford, you a miracle. I said, yeah, I know I'm a miracle. I know I'm a miracle. With Satan come up against me, the devil, all the evil, the darkness, witchcraft, voodoo, sorcery, and glory be. I know I'm a walking miracle. I said, well, let me tell you this, sis. I said, if God be for you, even the devil is in trouble. Oh, my God. If God be for you, say, let me tell you something. We serve the big G. The God that we serve is the big G. You hear what I'm saying? He ain't no chump. And he ain't practicing. He is God all by himself and all power. Oh, God don't even have to blow. He don't have to open his mouth and blow. He don't have to sneeze. All God got to do is think about it. And if that God be for you, the devil is in trouble. You ain't got to worry about your enemies. You ain't got to worry about voodoo, witchcraft. You ain't got to worry about nothing. Just live right. Just live right, baby. And you mess up, amen, confess your sins, because God knows your heart. Confess your sins, get on up, and keep on going. You hear what I'm saying? Now, even right now, I'm going to tell you the truth, amen. I have another meeting today, and some things has happened in the spirit. Some things has happened in the spirit, beloved, amen. And I'm telling you, sometimes when people are going through something, amen, they're just suffering the repercussions of the things that they have sent out to other people. You better be careful what you send out. You better be careful where you put your mouth on people. Me and my mother went to somebody's house, and we was witnessing to this young lady. Matter of fact, we cleaned her house out. She had demons running all up and down in the house. And then her house, she said her life and her house has never been the same. So I said, what happened? She said, well, I was out there practicing witchcraft. I said, what you talking about? You practicing witchcraft. I know this girl. I know it. Grew up in the church. Well, no, I didn't do it, but, you know, I would pay them. And they give you something to bring back to the house, see? And then she went through the steps with me of what you do when you send spells and stuff out on people, see? But what happened is she found it fairly easy to send out, but she couldn't deal with it when it came back. Because, beloved, if you're sending out spells, if you know somebody that's doing that against a person, even if they're not living right, but if God's name is on them and God's destiny and future is on them, I advise you to repent today and sackcloth and ashes in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Coming to us this morning, amen. Okay, and I do remember, okay, we do have a birthday today. Our sister Tanya Norwood's birthday is today. We will acknowledge that after preaching of the word this morning. Amen. Our dearly beloved friend, sister, amen, my daughter, amen, in the natural and in the spiritual, amen, and evangelist, amen, glory be to God, a woman of God sold out, amen, for the gospel, amen. I'm telling you, leading the way in this generation, for her generation. I'm telling you, God's hand is upon her. We squash every spirit of retaliation that comes up against her, amen, because she will stand, she will live, and she will not die. Amen. But she will continue to declare the works of the Lord, and she desires to do so. And she does so in boldness. She does so in love. Amen. She comes forth in a practical way, yet she comes forth in a powerful way. Talking about none other than my, amen, beloved daughter, Minister Erica Denise. God bless you, my sister, and the floor is absolutely yours. Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless you, Pastor Bradford, my dear mother. Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministry, to everybody on the line today. God bless you, God bless you, and God bless you. Amen. Today is the day which the Lord had made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. There's this song that says, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. The sun comes up It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Worship his holy name. Worship his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we sing our song again. Father, whatever may come, whatever may come before us, let us be singing praises when the evening comes. So, Father, we say, bless the Lord, O my soul. O my soul, Lord, bless the Lord. Lord, we worship and adore your holy name. Father God, we sing like never before. O my soul, worship. We worship and magnify your righteous and your holy name. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Today's message is titled, The Peace That the Father Gives. The peace that the Father gives. I was going to open up with the song, your peace you give to me in time of a storm. You are the source of my strength, and you are the strength of my life. And I lift my hands in total praise to you. The Father's peace. The Father's peace. The definition of peace is freedom from disturbance. Tranquility. It's something about the peace that the Father gives. Because we oftentimes try to find peace in our own way. Let's just be honest. And it's not all bad things. It's not always a sin for us to try to find peace in our own way. Nowadays, we call it self-care. Some of us really try to really find self-care, some form of peace where we go on vacations, or where we may go to the spa, or where we may find a nice book to read and find a corner and snuggle up and read a book and really go in on some self-care. We might cook a good meal. We might have to turn off the phone from distraction to get us some kind of peace, to get us some kind of tranquility. Does anybody know what I'm talking about, where you are really just trying to take care of yourself and your peace of mind and try not to let the cares of this world get a hold to you? I am all about self-care and trying to find some kind of peace, because if we don't find some kind of peace, the devil knows that if he can find any loophole to distract us, to disturb our freedom, that if he can find a loophole, he will take it. And that is all fine and dandy. But this morning, I want to remind you, as much self-care that you may take or may not take, do not forget to take the self-care of the peace that the Father gives. That is the ultimate self-care that anybody could ever take. The peace that the Father gives surpasses a day trip, surpasses a trip to the spa, surpasses any form of peace that you could find yourself. This morning, I believe that God the Father would have me to encourage you to accept the peace that he gives. I know as a child of God that if we are not careful, our peace is disturbed. We don't even have to do much or to say much nowadays for our peace to be disturbed. There is enough chaos and enough news going on in the land that will automatically come to disturb your peace. Saints, do you understand that the news and the media is designed to disturb your peace? As much as we need to stay informed on recent events, as much as we need to stay informed on what's going on within the land, can we just be honest and say that within the past year, there has been something that has been done and that has been said that has disturbed our peace? Let's just be honest. Let's not say, oh no, my peace is not disturbed. It may not be disturbed right now, but in the past year, there has been something that has been said, that has been done, that has disturbed your peace. You may not be disturbed no more, but you were at one point, and that is okay. It is okay to say that, yes, my peace has been disturbed when that man's knee was on that man's neck. Yes, my peace has been disturbed when I got hit with COVID-19 or when my loved one got hit with COVID-19 and they died. Yes, my peace has been disturbed. Glory be to God. When I have been shut in my home, quarantined and 6 feet distancing. Yes, Sister Erica, thank you for saying it. Yes, my peace has been disturbed. And as much as your peace has been disturbed or may have been disturbed, Jesus left us with the Comforter. Jesus left us with the Comforter. When Jesus died, and when he resurrected on the third day, and when he spent time on this land before he ascended back up into heaven, he told his disciples, before I leave, before I go up, the Lord is going to send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, in my name, that you may have peace in all these things as I've said unto you. Saints, I know somebody's peace is being disturbed because my peace is being disturbed. I am doing my best to live as a good citizen of the land. I am doing my absolute best to live as a holy and righteous woman of God. But there is just, if I just hear one more thing, it's so much,
And I'm like, God, I feel my peace being disturbed. And he said, I got a remedy for that. Father, I feel my peace being disturbed. I feel my sleep patterning starting to change. The Holy Spirit says, I have a remedy for that. And he says, just how you are feeling this way, or you were feeling that way, there's somebody that's going to be on that 6 a.m. prayer call tomorrow morning who's feeling the exact same way you're feeling. And I want you to tell them that there's a remedy for that. I want you to tell them that they do not have to self-medicate. I want you to tell them that they don't have to pull out the cigarettes again. They don't have to pull out the marijuana again. They don't have to pull out the bottles again. They don't have to go ahead and dibble and dabble into sin again. They don't have to go ahead and do things that their flesh would require of them because their peace is disturbed. Glory be to God. He said, the Holy Spirit told me to come to you and meet you where you are because I feel what you're feeling. And it feels like the cares of this world is trying to weigh on you like a heavy blanket on your shoulders. I feel it. I feel where you are right now, sister. I feel where you are right now, brother. But I came to my Father. I humbled myself before my Almighty Father, and I said, God, I feel that my peace is being disturbed. What do I do? I don't want to go backwards. I want to remain focused. And he says, I have a remedy for that. Glory be to God. And the remedy is me. And I know I'm just preaching to the choir this morning. I'm not saying you're not saved. I'm not saying you're not praying. I'm not saying you don't trust God. But there are often times where we got to remember that we have to tell God how we feel. Yes, God already knows. Yes, God already knows, but you know what it does when you tell God how you feel? It's making yourself aware that you need him. Telling God how you feel isn't telling God because he doesn't know. God knows. But when you open your mouth and confess to God how you're feeling, it's making yourself aware how much you need him. When you keep your mouth shut, it's almost like you're taking on your battles on your own. It's almost like you're trying to conquer your battles on your own. It's almost like you're trying to say, well, God, you know my heart, but I'm going to just sit here and just, I'm going to continue to just pray. I'm going to just continue to do what I feel like I should do. That's what you're saying in essence when you're keeping your mouth shut. When you open your mouth and confess to God how you're feeling, first of all, you're putting the enemy to an open shame. You're putting the enemy to an open shame and saying, devil, I will not let you take control of my mind. Flesh, I will not let you take control of my body because my body is the sanctuary of God. Devil, I will not let you take control of my peace. I'm going to sit here and confess to God how I feel. So, God, this is how I'm feeling this morning. I don't know if it's your peace that's being disturbed. I don't know if it's your joy that's being disturbed. I don't know if it's the love that's being disturbed. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's all the above that's being disturbed. But I'm coming here to tell you this morning that there is a remedy. And I'm going to leave you with some verses for you to meditate on during this day, because the peace that the enemy is trying to snatch from you will be restored right now in the name of Jesus. And I know that the Lord never gives me a message like this and it not be for somebody else. Glory be to God. So you just go ahead and feast on this word this morning. Feast on this word. You don't gotta be irate. You don't got to have a personality switch up. You don't got to tell nobody how you feel and give them a piece of your mind. No, 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 no. What you're going to do right now is meditate on the goodness of the Lord. You're going to get fat off of this word. You're going to digest it. You're going to meditate on it. Your peace is going to be restored right now from the crown of your head to the very soles of your feet. Your joy is being restored right now. now. The love of Christ is being restored right now. The circumstances of this world will not take root of your heart or your mind in the name of Jesus. Come COVID, come hell, come high water, come gas prices and fluctuations, come gas shortages. I don't care what world system brings, it will not come and disturb the peace of God's people on this line this morning in the name of Jesus. I speak it and I declare it in the name of Jesus. Not a hex, not a vex, not a witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me leave you with these verses. Write this down. Come on and get a pen and paper. Come on and get a pen and paper. For those of you who have been disturbed more than usual, for those of you who have been disturbed, your peace has been disturbed, your joy has been disturbed more than usual, come on and get a pen and paper and write these verses down. I am commanding the enemy that is trying to taunt you in your mind right now. I am commanding the enemy right now, not so, not so, not so. I don't know who this word is for, but somebody has been taunted in your dreams. Somebody has been taunted. You're afraid to leave the house and you're afraid to stay in the house. I tell the enemy that is taunting you, not so. Devil, no. Enemy, no. Demons, no. Past failures that is trying to creep back and to take control, not so. I speak peace and blessings over every individual on this phone right now. I pray that it will flow so strong in their lives that it will seep into their house. It will seep into their family. It will seep into their finances. It will seep into their emotions. I pray the peace of God will move like a force like never before. I pray, Father God, that your Holy Spirit will come and sweep the land from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, from every doorpost in their house. I pray that, God, that you will come like a mighty rushing wind and that your peace will sweep the land, Jesus. Oh, get a pen and paper. Say John 14:27. It says in the New Living Translation, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. St. John 16:33. I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Glory, glory be to God. I feel like shouting. Psalms 4:8 says, in peace I both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Psalm 72:7. In his days may the righteous flourish and peace abound till the moon be no more. You know what that's saying? That's saying until the rapture come, until this earth is no more, until this earth do whatever it's going to do, may your days be righteous, may they flourish, and may peace abound. Daniel 10:19, and he said, O man greatly loved, fear not, peace be with you, be strong and of good courage. And he spoke to me, and I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. Oh, yes, somebody's strength is being restored right now. Glory be to God. Isaiah 32:17, and the effect of righteousness will be peace. And the result of righteousness, quietness, and trust forever. Some of you need quietness in your spirit this morning, quietness in your mind. And the Lord is saying the effect of the righteousness will be peace. And the result of this righteousness will be quietness and trust forever. Isaiah 52 and 7. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who brings good tidings, who proclaim salvation. Oh, say to Zion, your God reigns. So that is what I'm doing this morning. I'm coming to you, bringing the good news. I'm proclaiming peace. I'm bringing good tidings. I'm proclaiming salvation. And God reigns. Let Zion say that God reigns. Somebody is being restored right now, and I feel it in my spirit. Somebody is being restored right now. Glory be to God. Isaiah 53 and 5, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his stripes we are healed. Let me say that one more time. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed. He was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. Saints, the Lord Jesus was punished so you may have the peace that he offers. Jesus died for that. Whatever you was going through, whatever you may be going through, and whatever you will go through, Jesus died for that. That's why you can accept the peace that he gives. Because he died for that. It was nailed to the cross with him. He died for that. He saw over 2,000 years ago what you would be going through right now in 2021, and he died for that. He saw you way before the molecules and the atoms of your body came together. He saw you before your ancestors even walked the land. He saw you before you ever made a mistake. He saw you before you cried your first cry and came out of your mother's womb. He saw you before you came down the birth canal. Jesus saw you way before time began. And he said, I see that they are going to be suffering with something that they cannot handle. So, Father, as you're nailing me to the cross, go ahead and nail that situation with me, God. Go ahead and nail that situation to the cross, because they can't handle it, God. God, they can't handle it, but I can take it. Father, they can't live with it, but I can live with it. So, Father, nail it to the cross with me. So, God, the punishment that I'm feeling right now is to bring them peace. God, I can handle it. God, they're beating me and they're whipping me right now to put a crown of thorns on my head. But Father, I can take it because I know Sister Erica won't be able to. So go ahead and nail it to the cross with me. Father God, I know what Sister Braff is going to go through, all through her trials and through her storms. God, she can't handle it on her own. So go ahead and nail it to the cross with me. Father God, I see that on Thursday, May 13th, 2021, that there's going to be a 6 a.m. prayer call, and there's going to be somebody on the line, God, that needs the joy of the Lord, that needs the peace of the Father. And God, they can't handle it on their own. So Father, nail it to the cross with me. Jesus died for your trans. punishment he suffered was for your peace. Will you accept the peace of the Father today? Will you accept the peace of the Father today? Walk in your freedom. Walk in your liberty. Jesus died that you might have this right. Jesus died that you might have access to the tree of life, to the bread of heaven. Glory, 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 glory. Will you accept it, or do you want to continue to get ran over by the enemy? Do you accept it? You gotta accept. You gotta say yes to your will, Lord. Yes to your way. I accept it, Lord. I am a child of the King. I will no longer be held by my past. I will no longer be held by confusion. I will no longer be held by fear. I move forward and I make up my mind today. I will move forward in peace, in joy, in love, in hope, in the Holy Ghost. Father, I receive your free gift. I receive your free gift. I didn't know you had so many gifts for me. On the day, God, that you was nailed to the cross, I'm still unraveling all the free gifts. But God, I accept it today. I accept it today. I accept it today. Father, I already received your salvation. But Father, right now, and I accept every gift that you have for me, including your peace, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You go and be blessed and let this word saturate your mind, body, soul, and spirit. You go ahead and walk around your house and declare peace all up and down every floor, every inch of your house. The devil cannot steal it. Your flesh cannot steal it, and circumstances cannot steal it. I don't care what's to come ahead of us, and worse times are coming. I don't care what's to come ahead of us. More bad times are coming, but the joy of the Lord is your strength. I speak peace over you right now in the name of Jesus. It will not, your peace will not be disturbed today. It is being restored right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. What a word. Amen. Glory be to God. What a pastoral word. What an evangelistical word. What a prophetic word. Amen. What an anointed word and a timely word. Amen. Glory be to God. Especially when we see prophecy fulfilling itself with what is happening right now in Israel. Beloved, we pray that your suitcase is packed up and you're by the door waiting for Jesus. Amen. When we see the unfolding of everything that's happening, we want to thank God, amen, for this word that has come forth on this morning. Amen. Peace that the Father gives. Amen. Glory be to God. The peace that the Father gives. Amen. And so she left us with a question. She gave us a loaded, amen, sermon on this morning, and then she left us with a question. She said, do you accept it? Or do you want to get run over by the enemy? Because that's it. That, you got an A and you got a B. There's nothing in between. You got an A and a B. A, you can accept the peace that the Father gives. Or B, amen, you'll get run over by the enemy. And that boy, he going to run you flat. He going to run you till there's no juice left in you. Amen. So Erica, Minister Erica, God bless you. Power pack message. Power pack, you gave us, amen, all the scriptures here. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. Let this soak. Let this soak in. Let this soak in. Let this soak in. Amen. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Awesome. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, we're living in the worst of times, yet we're living in the best of times. Because we're living in the end of times. We're living in the end of the end. And so this word has come to bring comfort, beloved. Amen. For us to man up. Amen. Not be afraid, but be aware that Jesus is coming back. And it could be today. Everything is happening. And the other thing, pay attention to what's going on, beloved. Amen. Jesus could come back today. Especially what's happening with Israel right now. Especially what's happening. Things I don't know about y'all, but I'm packed. And I ain't taking nothing with me. But I'm packed. And why? Because when Jesus comes, we can't be found getting ready. We got to be ready. And when that peace will hold you together. That peace will hold you together, beloved. Amen and amen. God bless you, Erica. My God. We just want to thank God for you, sister. Amen. We bless the name of Jesus for this awesome word on this morning. Very timely word. Because I'm going to tell you the truth, even myself, when I see what's going on, I just have to shake my head and ask God to help me to keep my peace together. When I see them giving 12-year-old vaccines, I say, God, now we know it's more to it than this. And I just got to hold myself. God, give me peace. Give me peace, Father. But we know that this is all signs of the time. Erica, come on and give us some announcements. Let us know what's going on. And you're part of the vineyard. Amen. And we don't want to take for granted that everybody knows you. We have people that's listening in from all over the world. They might not be on this hour, but they'll come in later on today and listen to the replay. Amen. So please, amen, take a minute or two and let everybody know who you are and what you do.
Yes. Before I make an announcement, I just wanted to end this morning's sermon with this. Once again, I'm just moving as the Holy Spirit is telling me to move. The song says, Lord, I will lift my eyes to the hills, knowing my help is coming from you. Your peace you give to me in time of the storm. You are the source of my strength, and you are the strength of my life, and I'll lift my hands in total praise to you. You are the source of my strength, and you are the strength of my life, and I lift my hands in total praise to you. Amen. 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 Amen.
Father, we say amen, and we seal it with an amen that it is so. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. For those of you who have not heard my announcements already or need a refresher, God bless you. I do so many things. I wear so many hats. If you would like to know more about my ministry, I'm a graphic designer, fashion designer, and event planner. You can learn more about me at ericadenise.com. There's ErikaDenise.com. Amen. And for those of you who are in business or would like to get started in business and want to know how to navigate these new norms that we are living in, finances have changed. The information for finances have changed. The information for branding, branding yourself has changed. And if you would like more information and if you are within the Philadelphia area, on Saturday, June the 5th, we're having an event calling Business Booster and Brunch. Please come out and get this pertinent information for $40, Saturday, June 5th from 11 to 3. And if you forget all this, you can once again visit ErikaDenise.com. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Erica is such a blessing to me. She is such a blessing to me, beloved, with her graphic skills. I just completed my latest devotional book. It's called Expanding Your Capacity to Lead. Amen. Glory be to God. And how she has helped me. That all of my books, Erica has created the covers for my book, The Eagle's Nest, and Poverty to Prosperity. She's just a blessing to me. And she's a blessing to this ministry, saints. Y'all don't know. Erica's behind the background. And we, as I said yesterday, Erica's not on salary. We just, you know, we bless her with a stipend, you know what I mean? And we know she deserves more. We get as close as we can get. Amen. Because as you give, we can give. Amen. As you give. But she is such a blessing. And we don't, you see, a lot of people will pimp their family. She family. I ain't got to pay her. I don't know why not. If you get somebody else in there, you got to pay them. And Erica got bills like they got bills. So why we always want our family to give us something free, but you go and you pay somebody else top dollar, borrowing to pay somebody else. But we want to pimp our family members. Gimme, gimme, gimme. But that's a poverty mentality that we need deliverance from. That we need deliverance from. And because you always trying to pimp your family, that's why they always trying to pimp you. Because you reap what you sow. Amen. So Erica, girl, God bless you. I'm proud of you. And may the Lord continue to bless you. And we want to thank you so much. Amen. For the word. Amen. That you have brought forth to us on today. Amen. And amen. We bless the Lord. Saints, we have a birthday today. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to honor. Amen. Let me see if she is on the line before we go through all of that. I know a couple of times we went through all of that and the person wasn't even on the line. Let's see if our minister Norwood, Tanya Norwood, is on the line this morning. Minister Norwood, are you on the line?
Good morning. I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Bless the Lord.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Amen and amen and amen. Minister Norwood, amen. We want to say happy, 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 happy birthday to you. Amen. From the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries and especially from me, Pastor Alfreda, amen. We want to thank God, amen, for the anointing that's on your life, the wisdom that's on your life. We want to thank God, amen, for your commitment in the Lord's kingdom, amen, and your friendship. Amen, and your commitment in this particular ministry here. Amen. We appreciate all of your sacrifices. Amen. So we want to thank God for you. Minister Norwood, as I have known you for a few years now, have found you to be a focused individual. Amen. You appear to be very, very focused, amen, on your endeavors, amen. And so we want to bless the Lord. And mainly the ones that I know about, amen, is your focus in the Lord's kingdom, amen, and your focus on your business, which is a legal shield, and your love for your husband, and maybe some other little things in there. Those are the three that dominate that I know of. But we want to thank God, amen, for your focus, amen, and your endeavor, amen, to strive in excellence, amen, and to live a life, amen, that's worthy, amen, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I just want to say this morning from, you know, from the bottom of my heart and the depths of my soul, we thank you for being a friend to this ministry. Thank you for being my friend. Amen. And we want to extend to you a wonderful, 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 beautiful birthday. You have a beautiful day. Glory be to God, and enjoy it. May this day be the best birthday out of all the birthdays, and yet may it be at the bottom of the list for all the birthdays to come. Amen. So from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, we just want to say happy, 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 happy birthday to you. Amen. And God bless you. So at this time, amen, we'd like to give you the floor. Amen. If there's anything you would like to share.
Good morning, Pastor Bradford. Good morning, everyone. In business, what Pastor Bradford just did, we call that edification, speaking well of someone. And I'm just going to say thank you for giving me my flowers while I am alive. I can hear you, not when I've gone on to be with the Father and it's just for the ears of other folks. All I want to say is I'm just so grateful, thankful to be alive. Because with all that we've experienced in the last year or so, so many people are not. And I'm just thanking God. And beyond that, I'm thanking God that the enemy, he did not kill me 21 years ago like he wanted to. I turned 61 today, praise ye the Lord. And at 40, I'm contemplating as a born-again believer taking my life because his sister, Erica said, Minister Erica said, didn't have that peace that surpasses our human, my human comprehension, the peace that our God gives that is not fragile like the world offers. And Philippians 4 tells us how to get that peace. Be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about anything. Talk to God about everything and thank him for what he's going to do out of what he's already done for us in the past. And if we will do that, not when, because we may not choose to, but if we will do that, then he will give us the peace that surpasses our human comprehension. And that peace will keep our hearts and minds quiet and at rest as we trust in him. And I'm trusting him today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he's given us, my twin sister and I, a glorious day to celebrate. And I'm just thankful that I'm starting my day with you all celebrating with my family, with my friends. Thank you, Pastor Bradford.
Amen. You're welcome. Amen. Thank you and thank you. Amen. Glory be to God. Okay, saints, after we give the benediction, amen, we open up the lines. Amen. If anyone desires, amen, to amen. Give our sister Norwood a birthday greeting. Otherwise, you can reach out to her today via telephone, via text. Amen. Hallelujah. Email, whatever creativity, amen, you have. Amen. And let her know, amen, that she is in your prayers. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. All right. All right. All right. That's it for today. We will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock and then back at 9. Amen. 12 o'clock, and then back at 9, and we bless be the name of the Lord. I believe that's it. Feel like I'm leaving something out. Count it to the head and not to the heart, saints. Amen. And you know if I am, I'll make it right with you. Amen. I'll make it right. Amen. Glory be to God. Okay. All hearts and minds clear. Erica, you good? Everything's good?
Yes. Amen. Thank you.
Father God, the Spirit is asking me, Erica, if you would please, amen, give us the benediction.
Praise the Lord. Why? Okay. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for your word that has gone forth. God, we thank you for the peace that has came through these airways and the phone, Father God, to give us a boost in our mental health and our spiritual health in every area that we need. God, thank you for everybody that is on the line this morning. God, those who call in faithfully every morning, those who call in every once in a while, God, bless us all together, lovely. God, bless Dr. Bradford as she continues, God, to keep a smile on her face as she calls in every morning, Father God, for the 6 a.m. prayer call to host this prayer call, God. God, thank you for Sister Tanya to seeing 61 years of life, God. Oh, Father God, we come to say thank you. We come to say thank you so much for yet another birthday and that she will see so many more in the name of Jesus. God, continue to bless her. God, grant her all of the blessings she's standing in need of. Grant her her heart's desire according to your will in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we love you. We honor you. We appreciate you, Father, for your word and for a group of like-minded individuals where we can come together to hear what thus saith the Lord. And as I want to close out with this verse, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen, amen, and amen. Happy birthday, Sister Tanya. God bless you.
Amen and amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Amen. And Jesus Christ, amen. He definitely is the King of Kings, and he definitely is the Lord of Lords. Amen. All right, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody that desires, amen, to make expressions, amen, amen. I'm opening up the lines for you to be able to do so, amen. And to God be praise, glory, and all the honor. Amen. Please don't wait for the next person. Amen. Just jump right on in. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Thank you all for saying happy birthday for my wife, Tanya Norwood. This is Jerome Norwood, the man that Tanya focuses on every day. I'm a happy brother. Everybody enjoy.
And we know that's right. God bless you, brother. Amen.
Funny. So funny.
Amen. Y'all a beautiful couple. You're a beautiful couple. Amen. You're a role model couple. Amen. God bless you.
And that's what the Lord would want. And we have been through some things, Lord Jesus. We have been through some things, but the race is not given to the swift. It's to those who endure unto the end. And in our marriage, we need to endure. In this marriage, I was leaving, second marriage with my saved self. And God said, where do you think you're going? And I was like, okay, because God has my full attention. And so 26 years later, happy. Because you have to weather some things, and your peace may not be there all of the time, but when you stay focused on God, desiring to do what he would have you do, then as Jesus went to the cross on the other side, on the other side, on the other side is all that God has promised us.
Amen. Beautiful and well put. Amen. All right, saints, anybody? Jump in. Don't everybody speak at the same time. Wake up. All right, I guess everybody be expressing
Good morning.
Is that somebody saying something?
Yes, this is Joanne Thurman. Good morning,
bless
Tanya. Happy birthday to you. You have been an inspiration on the line at 12 o'clock when you come on. Your knowledge and wisdom and your soft-spokenness, it really inspires me. And I really appreciate what you're doing for the kingdom. And I just want you to have a most wonderful birthday. Enjoy. God bless you and keep you is my prayer for you and your husband. Peace and grace.
Thank you, Sister Jillian. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Minister Norwood. Happy day to you. God bless you. Woman of
Thank
God.
You so much.
And you are an amazing woman of God. Have a wonderful day. A blessed day. With your husband.
Thank you. Today truly is blessed.
Okay, bless the Lord, all hearts and minds clear. You don't have to know, Sister Norwood, to say happy birthday. You can just say happy birthday, amen, glory be to God. Is there anyone else before we close out?
Yes, good morning. This is Brenda. I just want to say happy birthday to you, and thanks for praying for me.
Thank you, Sister Brenda, so very much, and you're
enjoy
welcome.
Enjoy your day.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. And you do the same.
Thank you.
Mr. Norwood, I'd like to wish you a happy birthday. Hope you have a wonderful day, and may God keep you always.
Thank you so much.
I love you.
Thank you.
Amen. All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. For you, for you, for you, and for you. Amen. And especially the birthday girl, the birthday girl, the birthday girl. Amen. I love it. Amen. She got a husband coming in, backing her up. He said, thank you for honoring my woman. Oh, my God, my God. Beloved, this is the type of man you need to be praying for. Amen. A man with this type of love, a man who loves his wife as himself. Amen. So we thank God for that, and especially the love of the Father. Thank you again, Minister Erica. Amen. Meet everybody at the altar of prayer today, Lord's willing. Amen. If not, we'll be back here tomorrow morning, same time, same place, and same station. Amen. In Jesus' name, we pray. Everybody have an awesome, 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 awesome day.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Amen. Everybody have a glorious day. Amen. And walk in the blessing. Amen. Because the blessing manifestation is already here. Love you, love you, love you, love you.